So Meg, I thought we would talk a little bit about the military. Now, you were actually in the military.
Yes, I was actually in the Army National Guard. So I enlisted when I was 17. In America, in the National Guard, each state can have kind of different rules or different requirements. And so in Indiana, you can enlist when you're 17 with parental permission. So I did that.
Wow, 17 is a really young age.
Yeah, and it sort of happened really quick. I mean, I was a junior in high school and got a call from a recruiter. And at first I was really against it, but then in Indiana, if you enlist and you serve your time, they'll pay your college tuition if you go to a state college. So Indiana has Purdue, and I was interested in going to Purdue anyway, so it seemed like a good idea.
That's fantastic. So how long were you in the service?
I was in for 6 years altogether. That was the minimum commitment. So I could have done more, but I was ready to maybe try some other things after that time.
Uh-huh. Did it go by fast?
Looking back, it definitely did. I think there are different stages that went by slow or fast. Like when I was in actual basic training, when you're in it, it was super slow. Like you're counting down the hours every day because you're just desperate to finish and get out and get back to your family. And I was, you know, 17, so it's a little different. But now looking back, like I can't believe it was a full 6 years, and now it's so many years past that already. So yeah, I guess it did go by fast overall.
Yeah, that's great. So what was it like being a woman in the military?
I served in a unit. I was a medic, and so my unit, a medical unit, naturally has more women. The ratio is closer to 50-50.
Oh, really?
Men and women, which isn't, at least that time wasn't. I don't know the current statistics, but it isn't that kind of ratio for the Army as a whole or the military as a whole. And so for me, I was with a lot of other women also when I was serving. But for me personally, there were definitely challenges, especially when I was first in basic training. Like, I definitely felt personal pressure to try to keep up with the guys with everything, whether it's, you know, physically being able to lift and carry these heavy boxes and whatever heavy you know, you have the same requirements that you have to do, and you never want to be the weak link. And I think some other women maybe suffered a little more because they couldn't keep up quite as well, and so that can be a little difficult. But maybe I'm naturally a bit more suited for those kind of things, so right. So I did okay, but I definitely wanted to and tried hard to keep up with the physical aspect, which isn't as easy sometimes for women.
Oh, that's interesting. So, well, you do look pretty fit, so you must have been really fit back in the day.
I think, especially basic training, because you're never, like, not running. Anytime you're walking somewhere, or you're running, like, they make you run everywhere, and you get, like, 5 minutes to eat breakfast and lunch and dinner every time you have to eat it so fast, and then you're doing all this physical training and then going through obstacle courses and carrying heavy packs and carrying your weapon around. And so that was probably the most fit I've ever been. Definitely not that now, but
So if you had a daughter, would you recommend that she goes in the military, or would you recommend other women join the military?
I would not recommend it. I guess I don't go around telling everyone, oh, you should just join the military and just do it. But I think if there's a woman who is interested in it or thinking about it, I would definitely, for me, I mean, it worked out great. There are a lot of, like, leadership and personal character qualities that I was really able to develop during my time that have continued to benefit me now. And so for a woman who's interested, I would definitely say go for it.
Awesome. Thanks, Meg.
Yeah.